Welcome, book lovers, to All Books. I'm Zara.
And I'm Alex. We're thrilled to have you with us on this literary journey.
Here at All Books, our mission is simple. We help you decide which books to read by sharing the introductions of books.
That's right. We believe that hearing the introduction can give you a great sense of the book's tone, style, and whether it resonates with your personal preferences.
Before we dive into today's introduction, we'd like to share with you a message from one of our sponsors.
Gorilla Travel is a virtual travel agency with a strong search engine that will help you find the best fares on air tickets and hotel reservations, cars, boats, bikes, and scooters rentals, tickets for events, concerts, and amusement parks, flight compensations. Visit GorillaTravel.com, Gorilla with only one letter L, and get the best deals for your next trip.
So, what did you think of the opening of The Grey Wolf?
Oh, it was brilliant. That first scene, Armand Gamache sitting with Rain Mary in their garden, was so vivid. You can practically feel the warmth of the August morning, the stillness of the three pines, and then the phone calls.
It's like, Louise Penny gives you this peaceful moment just like to rip it away. The repeated calls, I felt so intrusive, like a signal that the calm wouldn't last.
And Rain Mary's unease, that was so well done. She knows something is wrong even before Gamache answers the call. It says so much about their relationship, how attuned they are to each other.
Exactly. And when he finally picks up his rage, that was such a gut punch. Gamache is usually so composed, so deliberate. Seeing him lose control like that immediately made me wonder who was on the other end of the line.
Bane here. And it's not just that one moment. Penny starts piling on the tension, the missing coat, the note with "this might interest you," and then the murder. It's like this slow, deliberate unraveling of the quiet life in Three Pines.
Yeah, the pacing is perfect. Each detail feels significant, even if you don't know how it connects yet. And that scrap of paper with the mysterious list, it gave me chills. You just know it's going to play a pivotal role later.
And then the bigger picture starts coming into focus. The realization that it's not just about one murder or one case. It's something much larger, much darker. Penny has this way of building tension that feels unbearable.
Totally. And it's not just the external threat. It's the internal dynamics, too. Gamache, Jean-Guy, and Isabel, they can only trust each other. But even that trust feels fragile. Old friends acting like enemies, enemies pretending to be allies.
That's what makes it so compelling. It's not just a murder mystery. It's a psychological thriller. The stakes feel so personal, even as the scope grows larger.
And then there's the title, The Grey Wolf. It's such a perfect metaphor. A wolf is elusive, predatory, and relentless. It fits both the villain and the sense of looming danger.
Definitely. It also makes you think about the nature of the threat. Is it a single person, an organization, or something more abstract? Whatever it is, you can feel the urgency in their hunt to stop it before it's too late.
And I love how Penny captures that urgency. The way the team's pursuit takes them across Quebec and beyond, it makes you feel like the entire world is at stake. And yet, she still finds time to focus on the small, intimate moments that define her characters.
That's the magic of Louise Penny. She balances the grand scale of the story with the deeply personal. Gamache isn't just solving a case. He's wrestling with trust, morality, and the weight of his own decisions. Plus, you don't have to be Leo Theranos for anything to stick to that.
And that's why this series keeps getting better. 19 books in and Penny still manages to surprise us. The Grey Wolf feels like it's pushing Gamache to his limits. And even
better reading up to his limits. But who doesn't? And I was an obsessive Grey Wolf fan that heavily influenced my fictionality and many other writers too. I stayed up way too late reading last night because I just had to know what happened next. Penny really is a master of suspense.
And that's a wrap on all books. What a journey it's been. I hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the world of books introductions.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Zara. And for those of you listening, if you want to continue your literary adventure, you can purchase different versions of the book by following the links in the description.
And don't forget to hit that follow button. That way you'll never miss an episode.
And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please consider showing your love by supporting us through Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, or PayPal. Your support helps us keep creating high quality content.
Thanks again for listening, everyone. Until next time, happy reading.